CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Shelly, I wish somebody would think of something new to have for breakfast.
Goodness, I asked you what you wanted, dear, and you said orange juice and toast
and coffee. Yeah, I know.
Well, let's see. You want an egg?
That's new? No, I just meant there's always such a variety of things to have for lunch and dinner, you know, but breakfast always seems so routine.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll try to think of something really new and unusual for you. By the way, you didn't answer me before. Will you be able to get home this noon?
This noon? Why?
I told you. I thought it would be nice if we all went to church at 1 o'clock.
Church? This is Friday.
Dear, it's Good Friday. And they're having a special family service at 1 o'clock, and I thought we'd take the children.
1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I could. It won't be a very busy day today anyhow. Well, I must say I'm not very crazy about taking Bobby to church.
Look, the last time
we took him on Family Sunday, it was like trying to hang on to a chimpanzee. I was embarrassed.
Yeah, well, other people bring their small children. Nobody minds.
All right. I'm with you now. But look, one thing. If we are going, for Pete's sake, will you please have them ready when I get home?
Oh, honey.
I mean it now. You say, oh, honey, but let's not be late. I mean, all the back seats at the church will be taken and will be ushered down to one of the front pews, and with Bobby along, I'd just as soon be near a door, thank you. So if necessary, I can take him out.
Well, we will be ready. Betsy doesn't have school today, so I'll have the children all bathed and dressed, and I'll be ready too. Now, what time will you get home then?
Well, now let's see. I'll get here at 12:30, which will allow 10 minutes for hysterical screaming and finally getting you all in the car. Then 10 minutes to the church, so we get there in plenty of time.
All right. We'll be ready. Stop worrying.
Famous last words.
Bobby, now stand still. Let Mommy get your coat on.
Daddy!
Yeah, well, hi there, young man.
Well, we're all ready, Daddy. We're all ready.
Look, Daddy, I've got my new dress and coat and everything on.
Oh, say.
You look nice?
You know, I wondered who that beautiful young lady was.
And white gloves, too, Daddy. Look.
Boy, would you look at that. White gloves, hat, purse. Oh, boy. I tell you, you're getting to be so darn grown up.
Daddy!
New coat, yes, I know. Let me see. Oh, boy. Turn around, Bobby. Let me see the back.
New coat.
Look. Hey, Bo Brummel himself, I tell you. You know, I love the way he models things.
Oh, I do, too.
Daddy, new shoes.
Huh?
New shoes.
Oh, shoes, yes, new
shoes.
Yeah. Stick your foot out again. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, he's so cute. All right, darling. Bobby, come here now. Come here. Come here now, stand still.
Yeah,
stand still. Put your cap on here.
My cap. You know, I can't believe it. Everybody ready? What's happening around here? Turning over a new leaf?
Well, they should be ready, honestly. I have spent the whole morning between baths and putting up Betsy's hair and my hair.
I curled my bangs, Daddy. I think they look better this way.
Yeah, I do too. You look lovely. Now, are we all set?
Yes. You take the children out and get in the car. I just have to put on my hat and get some white gloves, and then I'll be out.
Okay. Now, come on, Bobby. Come on, Betsy.
Go out.
Oh, now, wait a minute, though. Golly.
Let Mommy buy your coat.
Look, it's only 12:30. No sense getting to the church at 20 minutes to 1. I mean, if the service doesn't start till 1.
Well, I'm sure it will be jammed, dear. The earlier, the better. You know, it's a family service, and everyone will be there. So
I guess you're right.
Don't I look simply beautiful, Daddy?
Now, look, will you stop admiring yourself in the mirror and come on?
Do you think I'm beautiful, Daddy?
Look, being beautiful is not the most important thing in the world.
It's much more important to be good and kind and nice, Betsy. Now, you know what Mommy and Daddy told you about that. Being pretty is not the important thing.
It's important to me. Gee, I'd rather be pretty. The boys like the pretty girls.
beauty is only skin deep, Betsy.
Well, that's all it needs to be.
Go on out and get in the car, will you? Go on, now, go on. Take Bobby.
Yes. Come on, Bobby.
Oh, boy, I tell you, we're going to have trouble with her.
I'm going to have. I think we're having it already. Now, go get in the car yourself, dear. I'll be right out. Will you please stop honking?
Well, what in Sam Hill are you doing? I thought you said you'd be right out.
I can't find my first stall.
Oh, well, put on a coat and come on. We have been sitting in the car for 10 minutes.
Come on, Mommy.
I don't have a coat to put on. I sent them to the cleaners. You know where my stall is.
Bubsy, look, you stay in the car now, kids, and try not to get much messed up. Now, look, keep an eye on Bobby, will you, Betsy?
Well, I'm sorry, I simply cannot find it. I am just frantic
now. All right, now, listen, when did you last have it?
Well, I can't even remember that. You know, I don't wear my fur stole in the wintertime unless we go to a party. And honestly, we really haven't been to any parties like that since Christmas time.
In other words, the last time you wore it was at Christmas time?
Yes, when we went to Myra's party. New Year's Eve.
We didn't go out at all New Year's Eve, don't you remember?
We went to Myra's.
Honey, we stayed home to get that call from Mexico City, from Aunt Effie.
Oh, that's right. Well, we went out one night during Christmas to some party, and that is the last time I wore my first stole. It is in our closet upstairs. It isn't here in the front hall.
I might have known it was too good to be true when I got home and you were all ready.
Oh, please, now, don't start that. I am just sick.
Well, look, it has not been stolen, I'm sure. Boy, you know, if this had happened last week, I suppose we'd have assumed it was stolen along with the silverware and your jewelry box, huh?
Yes, I suppose I know.
Well, I think of Mrs. Tenney coming to clean that Saturday and putting our silverware in the attic and not telling us, so...
She did tell us. She left a note, she said. I never found it. Oh, no. Don't let's discuss that now. Where do you think my first stole can be?
Don't ask me, for the love of Mike. However, knowing you... Now, look, do you think you hit it?
Oh, yes. I know I did.
You hit it?
Oh, yes, I hit it. I remember hiding it someplace because I don't like to just leave it in the closet. And I remember thinking of a perfectly marvelous hiding place. But now I can't remember where the hiding place was.
No.
Oh, don't look like that, dear. I just stick.
Look, haven't you got some coat you can put on? To go to church, you know, so we can get going.
No, dear, I cannot. I sent my winter coat to the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
And my spring coat. I planned on wearing my... first stole to church today and then Sunday over my suit, you know.
You got some other coat that you could wear.
My trench coat. And I'm not going to church on Good Friday wearing my dilapidated trench coat. I've got car grease on it that never came off and the pocket is torn and the belt's hanging off.
All right. Now, where do you think you might have put the first stole? Let's think.
Well, I don't know. I've been thinking. I looked under the mattresses. I even looked in the linen closet, the broom closet. I even looked downstairs in the basement. I haven't looked in the garage. Do you think it might be tucked in back of the garden hose and those old tires, you know, on the wall where you hang up the lamp?
I'd buy you a perfectly beautiful first stove. Now, is it possible? I mean, is it even possible that you could have tucked it in the garage behind those dirty old tires?
Well, I don't think I did.
I hope you did.
Well, I don't think I. I think I decided against it, dear, because they were dirty.
Thank you.
Well, I'd have wrapped it in something anyhow. I just remember going around and looking for places that were good hiding places, you know. All I know is I did find some place I thought was just perfect. I remember thinking that, and I think, oh, this is just a perfect place, you know, to put my stove.
I can't remember
where it is.
What's the matter? I thought we were going to church. We're going to be late.
Your mother, as usual, has hidden something so well that she can't find it.
My first stove, Betsy. Now, did I happen to tell you where I put it?
No, I don't think so, Mommy. I don't remember. Did you look in the attic? That's where you always hide things.
The attic.
The attic.
The attic? Yes, it seems to me that I did hide it up there.
Now, look, I'm telling you, if you have got to go up to the attic and rummage around and everything, we might just as well give up the idea of going to church.
But I'm all dressed up and ready to go.
Why don't you take the children and go on? I can't go without a coat anyway. It's not warm enough. I don't want to get a spring cold.
No,
they last forever. Take the
children
and go on.
No, I am not going without... I am not going without you now. That's final. Can't you put a sweater on under this suit jacket?
Well, not this jacket, dear. It's fitted. I could get a sweater on under my brown suit. But then I have to change, and this suit
well,
is my brother's.
Now, look, it is now 1:45. Even if we left right now, we could still get to the church 5 minutes before the service starts.
Go out and get in the car, and I'll take a look in the attic.
Betsy, you go get in the car. For Pete's sake, keep an eye on Bobby. Well, I don't know why you need your stole anyhow. I'm just roasting myself. Roasting. Well, come on, let's get to the attic. Come on.
Wait a minute. Roasting! Yes, never mind. Come on back, dear.
What?
Come on back down. It's not in the attic. I'm sure it's in the kitchen in the top cupboard. Come on.
What?
It's a big step ladder. You'll have to climb up.
What? Well, where is it?
The ladder is. It's in the basement, just to the first
your step. Your first hole.
I think, dear, it's in the turkey roaster. Come on. Look out. Now, dear, don't fall. Here, let me. I'll hold the ladder.
Hang on to the ladder.
I am hanging on to the ladder.
All right. Oh, honestly, will you please tell me why they even put in carpet way up here?
Look out now. Don't bump your head, dear. Don't bump your head.
Yeah.
Storage place, mostly. That's where I keep things like the turkey roaster and then the summer picnic thing. Do you see the big roaster now? It's up there. Look in the back further. In the back further, dear.
Just a second.
Look at it now.
Yes.
Is it there?
Yes, your first door.
Thank heaven.
Boy.
Hurry up. Get down. Careful, dear. Careful. Honestly, I remember putting it in there, and I thought, what a marvelous place
it's
for it.
It's a marvelous place for it. I want to say something.
I know, dear.
Now, listen to me, will you? The next
Mommy! Mommy, Bobby got out of the car, and he splashed his feet in some puddles in the driveway, and he got his feet all wet.
Oh, no.
He found his first doll. Where was it?
In the turkey roaster.
Gee, what a wonderful place to hide it.
Boy, she's going to be just like you.
Yes, honey. Yes, Bobby. Mommy's coming.
Bobby,
feet wet. Oh, look at him. Look at his shoes. Oh, say your feet are wet.
Now, I want to ask you something. Is it just us? I mean, do other families with just two children have as much difficulty going someplace? I mean, isn't it possible to have just some kind of organization? Well, we could possibly, I mean, just possibly.
Bobby and I will be right out. We'll be right out. Now, go on, you two. Don't talk so much. Get in the car. I won't be 2 minutes.
Come on, Daddy.
2 minutes. What do you suppose is going to happen next? Let's all guess, shall we? What do you suppose?
Oh, I know, Daddy. We'll all get out in the car, and Mommy will say, "Well, let's go. What's the matter?" And you'll say, "Well, I don't know what I did with the car keys."
Oh, is that so? You're getting too smart for your britches. All right, come on.
We'll be right there, dear. Get in the car.
All right. Car keys. Oh, golly, what in Sam Hill did I do with the car keys? Look, has anybody seen the car keys? Oh, golly.
Throughout the world, there are some 2.5 million refugees with neither homes nor homelands. The United States and Canada are pledged to support the vast relocation program undertaken by the United Nations called World Refugee Year. You, your church group, your civic group, are urged to write Box 2242, Grand Central Station, New York 17, for information on how you can help the U.S. Committee for Refugees do its share of the job. Box 2242, Grand Central Station, New York 17. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hartman, speaking.